Dearest brethren, God bless you. I am Dora, and I will translate a live message of Brother Joseph from RadioBlast.net. I will translate it from Italian into English. Angela is greeting everyone. God bless you, everybody. Hello, welcome to Radio Blast, and welcome to the live radio program with Brother Joseph. Hi, Brother Joseph. Hi, says Joseph. Shall we go straight away into the message? Yes. Let's go. You don't want me to rest a little bit? Now you want to rest? Now you want to rest when we start the live broadcast, says Angela? Joseph says, well, I will rest before and after. Well, I cannot really rest because you give me a lot of work. It's normal, you know? It's normal to have work. Glory, glory to God. Angela is saying, the brethren are ready for the broadcasting. A brother wrote to us 10 minutes ago, brethren, I'm ready for the broadcast. I am ready for the broadcast. Joseph says, these brethren are very much on the ball. God bless them. These brethren are more on the ball than us. There was a brother recently from United States that wrote to us, and he said that the Lord showed him to get out of America, United States, and come to South America. He said that he counseled with his pastor, and his pastor agrees and supports him. God bless this pastor. Seems like a Philadelphia pastor. You know, nowadays, says Joseph, there is everybody divided into two, Philadelphia and Laodicea. Philadelphia represents the church bride, and Laodicea represents the others who are not the bride. So, brethren, let's study to be part of the bride, amen? Angela, go on. Angela saying, okay, first we want to talk about a message which Jesus gave you, Brother Joseph. The message is called The Secret of Success of Those Who Love the Lord in Facts, Deeds, and Not Only in the Surface Religionisms. So, The Secret of Success of Those Who Love the Lord in Deeds and Not Only in the Surface Religionisms or Religiosity. Praise the Lord. So what do we need to do to have success, not in the world, not in the career or in the materialism or in the social position, but in front of Jesus, in the eyes of God? How can we have success in the eyes of God? Joseph is answering and going to the message. There are people who always complain, oh, things are going bad for me. I read the Bible, I go to church, I warm up two benches at a time, I pray three rosaries at the same time, I fast twice a week, I pay the tithe, I pray and pray again, etc., and everything goes bad for me. How come? Today I want to talk about this, the secret of success. Angela says, a sister wrote to us yesterday and told us that I go to church and I do everything the priests are telling me to do, to confess things and pray and this and these prayers. But I feel empty and I don't feel close to the Lord. This sister wrote that she goes and confesses to the priest and says everything. And she says that I noticed when I was confessing to the priest, he was playing with his phone, and he gives the same answer to everybody. Pray so many rosaries and pray so many Holy Marys, Ave Marias. And this sister said, please teach me, how do I do true confessions? Because the priest doesn't really help me. Do I need to answer now? Joseph says. No. Don't need to answer. I will give her some links from the topics. But this is what I want to tell you with this, that you see, this sister followed just religion, but she is still empty in her heart. So what's the secret of success? What's the secret of success? Angie says. Joseph says, well, let me first answer this sister, even if you will send her links. I want to answer her. First of all, many religions use the confessions when you have to go confess your sins to the priest. Many religions use this thing as a doctrine to keep people on the leash. The doctrines are very used in people's smart hands. It's not that the doctrine is wrong to confess sins. It's fine to confess sins, but they use it wrongly. They use it wrongly. Do you know that the Catholics took away the second commandment from the Ten Commandments about not worshipping statues? They didn't like this because they are into statues, so they took away this commandment, the Catholics did. They took it away because they didn't like it. If you go in Exodus 20, you see it says, do not make sculptures, do not make statues. And the Catholics took away the whole commandment because they didn't like it. But God bless the real sweet sheep Catholics who are just stuck in this religion. So the confession, nowhere in the Bible there is a job of somebody that he has as a job to listen to people's confessions. No, it just says to confess. To confess anytime you do wrong things, not just once a week to the priest in church. Peter even heard the answer from Jesus 499 times, 70 times 7. You just need to confess when you did wrong. And you don't need to go to the priest to confess. Doesn't exist such a job of confessionist priest. James 5:14 through 16 says, confess your sins one to another. Who said this? James, the brother of Jesus, the bishop of Jerusalem. In Matthew 18, Jesus himself said, your brother sins, go to him and say, oh, you offended me. Or you go to your brother and say, I'm sorry, I offended you. But go to the brother or the sister. It's not that the priest is anything to do with this, okay? It's not like the priest there that was playing with his cellular, he was listening to the confession. God bless the true leaders and the true priests who really, really love the sheep. I'm sorry, Angela, but I had to give a little answer to this sister. Okay, let's go to the message. So the message is called The Secret of Success of Those Who Love the Lord in Deeds and Not Only in the Surface Religionisms or Religiosity. Which is the secret of success? It's very important that every day we make a contact with the Lord. It's a short message I'm going to give now. Please listen. Tune in. You need this message. You need daily success. Daily, every blessed day, you have to win the devil. We have to get healed. We have to get delivered of the devil who sends divorces, curses, accidents, and problems. We have to win him with the sword of the word on his head, and we need to overcome him. There is no other alternatives. It's not that you can say, oh, well, I'm not sure I'm going to listen to this message. Fine, don't listen. Stay separated from the Lord and walk in disasters. Go ahead. I hope not. I hope you will not do this. I hope you will not do this. You know, most of people these days, they do that. They walk away from what the Lord wants from them, and they don't stay close to the Lord. Some of the Christians do this. So we are forced. We have to. There's no way around it. We have to have success, okay? We must overcome. So very, very important it is that we make a contact with the Lord, okay, daily. Jesus told me this yesterday. Daily you have to come in contact with me, because on this will depend on the daily successes that you have with me and for me. And this is the secret to have daily blessings. If you don't do a daily contact with the Lord, you will have a lot of contact with bad things during the day. What can protect you from the bad things? Make a connection with Jesus. Make a connection with Jesus. Touch with your hand, with your spiritual hand. With your spiritual hand, go and touch Jesus. Kiss his feet. Kiss his feet. Just like the lady did in the Bible. That's how we need to do. That's how you touch the Lord. He is God. He is God. He is God, and we are under. We are his sons and daughters. It's our place. It's our place to kiss his feet and to hug his feet. Let's not make a mistake. Let's not make a mistake and take the scripture, well, Jesus said, I am his friend, so now I'm going to become familiar and I take advantage. No, no. No. God will call you a friend if you understand that God is God and you're just the son. You're the servant, okay? You're still the servant, even though son. Besides praying together with the brethren, which we can pray together during the day, we are very blessed here. We live in community. We live together in community and we pray together with the brethren. We're very blessed. But everybody can have this blessing, even if you don't live in a community. Maybe you are a sister, 60 years old. Maybe you are a 60-year-old sister. Go around and hug your family, whoever is around you. And also, if you want, write to us, the elderly sisters, and we can put you in contact with other elderly sisters, okay? So you can help each other. Become like a spiritual convent. Those who are young, there's a different plan. You go alone and you go evangelizing, okay? Go and evangelize and you will find people who are worse than you and you will feel good and you will say, boy, I'm not so bad. So then you give them the love of Jesus and then they get converted and there you have a church. Two people are a church. Simple. Younger people go evangelizing. I did this and it worked. Why? Because I'm more beautiful than you? No, absolutely no. I'm no more beautiful than you. I did it and it worked. Let's read Luke 18:1. So, besides praying together with the brethren during the day, is it enough to pray together just with the brethren? Yes, it's important to pray with the brethren. Yes, it is. Psalm 133. How wonderful it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. But is it enough this to make a contact with Jesus? Is it enough to have a contact with Jesus this, just praying together? I don't think so. So, what I want to tell you that besides praying together with your family, which is important. It's important to pray together with your family. It's important to pray together with your kids. Even if you don't have a community like mine, go ahead and do a little church in your house and pray together with your family. Tell them to put away the cellulars and pray together. Therefore, besides praying together with the brethren, it's indispensable that each one of us reads and listens to the Word in a very personal and individual manner, personally, individually. So is it enough to pray together and read the Word together with your brethren? It's wonderful. It's indispensable also that, because if the family doesn't pray together, doesn't stay together. But the secret of prayer is secret prayer. In Matthew 6, 7 and 8, Matthew 6 or chapter 7 or 8, in one of those chapters, It says, lock yourself in a room. Lock yourself in a room and pray. Go in a secret place and close the door. Close the door. Why? So you're not disturbed. The true prayer is the one in secret. Matthew 6, 7. Pray in secret. That's the true prayer. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you think about Jesus, you meditate on him. You think about him, you love him, and you pray. Luke 18:1. Jesus said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Jesus says to pray always. Now the question mark, sir, says, well, just a second, I drive the taxi, I work on the computer. How can I pray continually the rosary? Okay, fine, you don't pray the rosary. Fine, I don't pray the rosary, but how do I read the Bible all the time and pray always? And the Lord answers you. How do you do that? You do that by thinking and meditating on the Word of God. You don't do like those guys in the world who says they don't have time. They dedicate time to the worldly things, but not to the Lord. And then they don't have any time to think of Jesus and His Word. But the Lord commands us to do the following. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Joshua 1:8. Also 9, we should read it afterwards. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is the secret. Make a contact with Jesus. So the secret to pray continually, what is it? To pray and make a contact with Jesus daily and meditate on the Word and think about Jesus all the time, whatever you do. This is how you pray all the time. Pray to Jesus, okay, not rosaries. Meditating on a scripture. For example, you're sick. You take a scripture and you meditate on it until you're healed. Many times I had healings like this by meditating on a healing scripture. You meditate on the Word, okay? Just like it says here, Joshua 1:8. The devil doesn't care about your rosaries. He's terrorized about Jesus. When the devil attacked Jesus, what did Jesus do? Did he start praying the rosary? No. He quoted the written Word. Jesus did it. He quoted the Word. If he did it, who do we think we are that we recite some rosaries? If you go to battle and you attack with the rosary, it's like you attacking hell with a water pistol, water gun. The devil will say, ah, it's true, I was a little hot, thank you for the water. You won't overcome him like that. Let's see how religions are, like a water gun. That's why water comes into their boats all the time, because they fight with water guns. That's why they're sinking all the time in waters. That's why you need to meditate on the Word. You need to meditate it. You need to love it. The Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Jehovah's Witnesses say, and the Word was a God. No, no, no. It's not a God. You know, there is a bunch of gods, they say. A God. They don't believe Jesus is God. In fact, it's not like that. Galatians, it says that God gave the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. In our hearts, we have the Spirit of Christ. We don't have the Spirit of God? No, we have the Spirit of His Son, it says. the Jehovah Witnesses, the Jehovah Witnesses cannot understand the Bible because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Galatians says that God gave the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. That means that the Father and the Son are one. Not physically, of course, but spiritually, yes. They are not a physical person, being one. No, but in the spirit only. In the spirit, they are the same. Ephesians 4, one God, one baptism, and one spirit. Ephesians 4, it's not that there are two spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of Christ. No, one. One spirit. That's how God and Jesus are one, in the spirit. For this reason, many brethren even go from worse to worse because they do not make a contact with the Lord. But others who do this, who meditate on the word and who pray all the time in their hearts by loving Jesus, they go from good to better. Why? Because they make a contact with the Lord. So if we meditate on the law of Christ and we meditate on it day and night, and we try to observe according to all that is written therein, then the Lord will make our way prosperous, and then we shall have good success, Joshua 1:8, because you meditate on the word and you try to observe to do according to all that is written in the word. Instead of meditating on what the politician says, you meditate on the word, okay? And when you meditate on the word, you shall have good success. So let's learn to meditate on the word. If you go to the bathroom and in your mind you are attacked by the devil and a sleepiness comes over you in the spirit and even boredness comes over you, start meditating on the Lord. Start meditating on the Lord and on His word. One time I was thinking about healing. And Jesus gave me a key. Jesus told me, tell the brethren, for example, there are brethren who write to us that even curses come in their heads. Curses come in their heads and they are attacked with this kind of curses or doubts or all kinds of bad things. Doubts come to their heads and they think about those doubts. So how do you do? The devil does throw these things at you. God gave me a key how to eliminate this. The Lord gave me a key how to eliminate this. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So many healings, many miracles, many financial curses that need to be broken. Why these things happen? Why do these things happen to them? Because they meditate on the doubts. They meditate on the doubts. In fact, there was a sister who wrote to us and was healed, but then she wrote to us back and she said that a sickness came back. The sickness came back with all the doubts and everything. It says, if you don't doubt, you shall receive. Doubt not in your heart. Mark 11. In other words, if you don't doubt, you will be healed. If you doubt, sickness will come back. I was thinking, how can I help these brethren whom the sickness comes back to them? And the Lord gave me a key, an answer for these brethren whose sickness come back to them. And Jesus told me to tell them this. Jesus told me, when the devil throws doubts at you, and that doubt destroys your healing and gives you the sickness, that doubt which stops your faith. A little doubt will destroy your faith. So Jesus told me, when a doubt comes in your head, in your carnal mind, in your soul, what do you need to do? In your mind, in the secret of your mind, when the devil, where the devil cannot go, you need to start praising me. So I started to praise the Lord. When Jesus told me this, I started to praise the Lord, and I praised him, and I praised him. I started to explode in praises. And I was just praising the Lord in my mind. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1. What is the secret place of the Most High? There where the devil cannot come. Where? In your heart. In your soul. You know, it's very nice to pray in your mind, in tongues also. Maybe sometimes you are in an office and you need to do some bureaucracy papers and you have a hard time doing them. You are in an Antichrist office. What do? You start screaming and yelling in tongues and you pray out loud? No. But in the secret of your heart, you pray desperately and you pray in tongues. I found myself in many situations like this, and it works. The devil, with his doubts, flee. So this was the answer. Which is the answer? Angela, give me the answer. When you feel that the devil attacks with a doubt in your mind, start praising the Lord with all your heart, says Angela. And the devil leaves. Joseph continues. Praising the Lord is not just a good idea. It's not just a good ritualism, okay? Praising the Lord is not a ritualism. No, in the churches, they made everything as a ritual, including the praises. They say, now let's praise the Lord, as everything is ritualized. And now get up and praise the Lord. Now sit down and stop praising the Lord. Now get up and say hallelujah. Now sit down and don't say hallelujah anymore. It's like a bunch of parrots. This is a prayer, according to you. What is the Holy Spirit? To follow the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. There was this priest one time. I was evangelizing everybody, Catholics, Protestants, and this priest liked how I was evangelizing, and he gave me a big donation. He said, this is for your mission. And I really blessed him. I said, thank you. A month later, I went back to visit him. You know, the money stopped. The money finished. So I went back to him. He wanted to use me in his church, but he couldn't. I couldn't be stuck and get stuck. So I went back to him after a month. And he said, this time I cannot help you. Why? What happened? And he said, I have a doubt. Is there a bishop who follows you? See, you know, I didn't really find somebody who follows me everywhere. You know, I go from place to place, village to village, hitchhiking. I go from country to country. I don't have a bishop following me. And then he says, I cannot help you anymore with donations. That's it. The priest said, I like the way you evangelize, but you don't have a bishop. You don't have a bishop who follows you and, you know, keeps an eye on you, in other words. At the end, I told him in the end, listen, but if I go to a bishop, will this bishop give me the freedom to be free in the Holy Spirit, to do what the Holy Spirit guides me? And he told me, no, he won't let you. He won't let you. You need to follow whatever he says. You won't be free to follow the Holy Spirit. He said, no, you're going to have to submit and listen to the... You're going to have to submit and listen to the bishop. And of course, in that moment, I didn't go to this priest anymore. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So the secret of success for us, sons of God, the secret of success is Joshua 1, 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have a good success. 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid, neither dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So one of the points of this message is, the most important point is, the secret of success is to make a contact with Jesus every day. Make a contact with Jesus every day. This is the message, the bottom line of the message. Jesus told me to tell you, brethren, that daily you need to make a contact with Him. Listen to Him. Daily, you have problems, the devil attacks you, there are arguments in and out. But you, in the midst of all this chaos, you need to make space, Jesus told me to tell you. Jesus told me to tell you to make space for Him, to make contact with Him. How? Listening to the Word, reading the Word, meditating on the Word, speaking to Him out loud or in the secret of your heart, and go on until you click, make a contact with Him. Keep on going, loving Him, reading the Word, whatever it is, until you make a contact with Him. That's why it's very nice to get on your knees and close your eyes, because like this you don't get distracted by anything and anybody. So when it's possible, go on your knees. Go on your knees in your bedroom. Go on your knees in your bedroom. So you go in your bedroom, on your knees, by your bedside. So meditate. Meditate on the Word. Go on your knees. Hear from Him. Then you can concentrate on Jesus. So daily, says the Lord, make contact with Me. And if you don't make contact with Me daily, how can I give you the guidance and the prophecies, says the Lord? How can I give you revelation, says the Lord? How can I guide you out of the jungle you're in? How can I tell you how to answer your husband or wife or parents who don't believe, those guys who give you hell? How can I show you if you need to stay together with your family and fight with them until they get converted, or to show you to keep on going for Me and leave them behind, like I did with Mary and my brethren? I said, who's my mother, who's my brethren, and those who do God's will, and I went to do God's will. That's how Jesus did it. Okay. So, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, and you shall have good success. Joshua 1, 8 and 9. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We want to continue the message of today with a little testimony that a brother sent to us. Often the brethren sent us testimonies of healing, and we want to share some of them with you. A testimony I want to share with you today, it's from Vito. He wrote to us a few days ago, and he told us the following. Blessings and peace to all of you. I'm Vito, and I want to give you a healing testimony to give the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. For many years, I suffered of hiatus hernia, which is an hernia in the stomach. And I always have to be careful what I eat. Coffee, not to eat pickled, not to eat fried things, but because they are nice to the taste, I eat them once in a while. And sometimes, because of the circumstances I'm in and I have to eat this food, sometimes the pains of this hernia is so bad and the inflammation of my stomach is so bad that I cannot even make it to walk. There is great pains. Actually, I don't make it even to stay in bed of the pain. And these pains go on for days in a row. Sometimes I get out of bed, I go in bed, I try to walk, I try to bend, but nothing, no matter what. There is no medicine to take away the inflammations and the pains. It's a very, very bad situation. Sometimes this goes on for 3-4 days. And then only after 3-4 days of very painful pains, very difficult pains, only then it starts going down, the pain, only after 3-4 days. And in these few days, I have to eat very plain. A few days ago, again, the pain came over me. And I was for a few days in pains. The pains were atrocious pains. They were so, so, so painful. At this moment, I went in bed and I said to myself, at Radio Blast, I often hear testimonies of healings, and I hear Brother Joseph praying for the sick. So I'm going to pray also, and I'm going to pray for healing as well. And with all the will and with all my heart, I went to bed and I prayed and I said continually, Jesus, you can do it. You can heal me. Take away these atrocious pains so I'm able to rest. Take away the pains. Take away the pains in Jesus' name. I repeated this prayer for about 15 minutes and then I fell asleep. In the morning, as never before, I woke up without one pain. The atrocious pains I was feeling was not there anymore. 2 years ago, I got born again, but this is the first time that I experienced Jesus' healing in my life. I experienced a miracle, and I was shocked, because often you think that miracles are for other people, and you think that you're not worthy of the healing. But it happened to me. So I want to give glory to God and Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessings to all of you. Vito. Praise the Lord. We really, really praise the Lord for that. I want to tell you that, Joseph is saying, I want to tell you that it's wonderful, this testimony. How he just thought about Jesus. He prayed. He went to sleep. And then he got healed. Praying and thinking about the Word takes away the doubts. If you meditate on the Word, the doubt goes. The better faith is in our mind. When the devil comes, the doubts comes. But let us not give him. Let us not give him any place. Let us not give him any place in our minds. Amen. Don't let ever come in with his doubts. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus, for it. Next testimony from Philomena. Philomena wrote to us a while ago. She's the ex-Jehovah Witness. We prayed for her and we helped her in many ways, also with the Bible course. We also prayed against depression for her. So Philomena writes to us recently. Philomena says, dearest brethren, I want to tell you something that happened concerning my health. In January, I went to the oculist. So the oculist found the retina of my eye, left eye, with a hole broken. They did 3 laser interventions on me. Things were a little better. But then in September, they told me that it's the laser interventions didn't get better, and that my eye is not doing better. It's actually got worse, and a glaucoma is gonna come upon me. And when I heard all these things, my whole world collapsed. In the meantime, I was listening to one of your healing prayers. I did one of your healing prayers at the radio together with you. I put the hand on my eye and I say in the name of Jesus Christ that I'm healed. I prayed with all my heart the healing prayer you did on the radio. 6 days later, after the prayer, I went to the doctor and he told me that the pressure that was in my eye is normal, that I don't have any more glaucoma risk, and that my left eye is perfect and that I don't need to do any operations on it anymore. I just need to go once in a while for a checkup, nothing else. I am so happy. I'm so happy that Jesus heard my prayer. And I thank Jesus that he took care of me. Brother Joseph, I want to thank you also for helping me know Jesus the right way, not the way I used to know him. I didn't know that I can be of any importance to him, and that he loves me enough to heal me miraculously. I just want to bless the Lord, and I give you a big hug and a blessing. God bless you all, Philomena. How wonderful this is to hear this testimony. Thank you, Jesus. She says, I didn't know Jesus, that I was important for Jesus. It's amazing, these religions, how they make you think. Jesus does care for you, sister. It's sad to hear what the brethren go through in the religions. Dear brethren, let's go to the Word. The Word shows us the way real Jesus is. I give you a scripture, 1 Peter 1. I want to tell you how much you are worth to God. I want to give you how important you are to God. You are so important that the cross was there for you, that the blood of Jesus was shed for you. That's how much worth you are, and that's how much you're worth it to God. You're just as precious as the blood of Christ. Because without it, God, if you wouldn't be as precious to God as Jesus' blood, he wouldn't have shed it for you. 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations. So we were not redeemed with corruptible things. Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. This is the price that God paid for us to be redeemed. Verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and to unfeigned love of the brethren, so that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not out of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That was verse 23. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is how much your worth is, Philomena. You are worth more than silver and all the gold in the world. All the treasures in the world, you are worth it more. And even us, we are worth it much more than silver and gold. So much we are worth it that God became flesh and he came here and he suffered and he was rejected and he was insulted. He was insulted for us. He was insulted for us. He suffered for us. Those who think, oh, I cannot bother God. I cannot bother Jesus because I'm not worth it. I'm not worth it. So then they pray to the saints to intercede for them. God's love is not enough for me, so I have to go through other people to reach to him. That's just silliness of the religions. The love of Jesus is sufficient enough to arrive to us. The love of God was big enough to arrive to the cross. A God who came all the way to the earth and he shed the blood for you. You think he goes back to heaven and he says we cannot reach him without the intermediaries, without the mediators? It's not true. He loves us enough to die on the cross enough for us. God bless you and I love you. This is a wonderful testimony. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. We finished for today. We finished for today and we send you much love. But before leaving, we would like to thank the Lord. We would like to thank the Lord for the brethren who are helping us financially. I want to thank all the brethren who are helping us. I thank Jesus for all of you who send us the donations in tithes or in simple donations, offerings. It's all voluntary. I want to tell you that last night we were thanking the Lord for all of you who help and support our mission, because we checked on internet and we saw that the Lord, through the evangelism that he's helping us to do, the Lord reached more than 3,900,000 sheep with His word, with His gospel. And subscribers to the messages are 7,700 subscribers. So we are thanking the Lord for you who are helping us with your tithes and offerings. Without you, we would go evangelizing like always, but with you, we do much, much more. A great part of the world is being reached because of you. Without the brethren supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do this. That's why Matthew 10:41 is for you, brethren who support, the brethren who sacrifice. This scripture is for you. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Brethren who make with their donations and tithes possible our mission will receive the same reward as us, or even more. Nobody says that we will receive more than them. No, God decides. If I am a righteous evangelist, a preacher, I think I am, one or another I am, you will receive the same reward. Who says it? Jesus says it. Seems shocking, right? But it's like this. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, all of you. We send you hugs and blessings and kisses, and God bless you. It's nice to see the numbers of millions of people reached thanks to your sacrifices. God knows that Brother Joseph with a little mic cannot do much. Have you ever seen a preacher with a microphone but without the electricity? The electricity is the brethren who support us, so the mic needs electricity to be able to preach. I send you an electronical kiss, a spiritual kiss I send you. God bless you. Ciao, we love you. God bless you. Glory to God. We love you. We send you a big hug. We hear each other again next time.